Fairly recently, the menopause was only something that was talked about in close circles behind closed doors, with even GPs finding it hard to prescribe. Well, these days, it's a more open conversation, with many women sharing their experiences. So with that in mind, how about this book? So, that's why I'm bonkers. It is A Girl's Guide to Surviving the Menopause, and I'm delighted to welcome to the studio Sheila Wenborn, who's with us this afternoon. Sheila, great to see you today.
Great to see you too, thank you.
And it's lovely to read a book that is so frank. And I've been reading it over the last couple of nights, and the first thing my wife was asking me is, why are you reading a book on the menopause? And the one thing you said to me is, actually, this is also a great book for blokes to read too.
I think so, yeah. I think it gives them an insight to why we act strange at this time of our lives. When I wrote it and I let my husband read it, he came back with the same comment. Really? I really didn't realise that was happening to you. I just thought you were going a bit crazy. Mm. So, yes, I think it's great for men to read as well as women, because it's something that happens to every woman. It doesn't matter when it comes, and it comes at different ages as well, you know. Normally it's around about 50, but of course it happens to women much younger or for different reasons, and women older in their lives. So there's not a guaranteed time, but we all start doing it. And the thing is, you know, there is a time in our lives when our bodies change and we're no longer going to be able to have babies anymore. So it happens to every single woman. Mm. And some women are very, very lucky and it just passes them by, but probably around about 90% of us suffer in some way or another, and there's 34 different symptoms that we can get, so it's quite a lot of symptoms.
Yeah.
And it's only when you start talking to other women that you realise that you're actually all in the same boat, because up until then, people would keep it very much to themselves. They would maybe wear a blouse or open a window or discreetly sit in the corner and go, God, but it's only when you're sitting with another woman that says, do you know what, I thought it was hot as well, I thought I was having a flush. Oh, really? And then it opens a taboo. But it is a taboo subject. It started to filter out there. We started to hear about it more. But it's only been in recent years that we've started talking about it. And it's something that we need to talk about. It's the last one.
Yes.
But it's normal.
And what I love about this book, actually, is, as you say, it is normal. And the way you've put this book out is very readable for a start off, because it comes in different chapters and takes various angles on this. And you're very open, which I think is great as well. You're very honest about why you wanted to write the book. And I know that your husband, Joe, was behind that too. And it all pretty much starts with a table lamp for you.
you have to really think about why you're doing... I didn't realise that I'd turned into such a moany old what's it. I would do simple things that would make me really annoyed. The light shade, which is in the book, is a story about when I actually went to get the light. It wasn't working. I got really frustrated with it, changed the light bulb, still didn't work, chucked it in the bin and said, that bloody thing doesn't work. You know, because I haven't plugged it in, and it just, you just makes you go, oh, really?
So that was a proper light bulb moment.
It was a light bulb moment, yes, it was, yes.
And from then on, you start to make notes and talk a little bit more openly about what it is that you're going through, but also what it exactly is. Now, as you say at the back, at the very end of the book as well, that you're not a medical expert as such. This is not medical stuff you're talking about here. This is shared experiences and research that you've done. One of the fascinating aspects of this book as well is that you take us all around the world, because the menopause affects women differently in different parts of the world.
That's
too.
Right, it does, yes. I would say with that as well that a lot of that research, you find out that most of that is down to diet. Diet is very, very important. And when you think about the Japanese, a lot of their food is soya-based. They're not vegetarians, but they're very plant-based foods. So your diet is a very big thing that you have to take into consideration. And, of course, it affects your whole body. But it, as you put on weight, because of your way your hormones are changing, you don't... Your metabolism changes, so you keep the weight on, whereas before, I mean, I would eat the same, but I've definitely put on at least a stone. So your metabolism changes and things like that. So it is, it's a major thing. The diet is the really, really big thing. Some women don't seem to affect it so badly. I mean, I found that in places like Norway, they're bigger drinkers and they're bigger smokers than we are. And the smoke, people that are smokers, I'm not a smoker myself, but people that are smokers do suffer a lot more with the hot flashes than we do. So, yes, it does. It's an interesting fact that different women in different parts of the world either suffer more or less, but they do suffer. Yeah. So it is something that is quite an interesting subject, yeah.
And, of course, it always helps, if you want to talk about something, to get celebrities on board. And there's a section in the book which talks about what celebrities have said about the menopause and those that have been through it. And you know, they get the witticisms of, you know, people like Julie Walters, for instance, in there. And it interests people a lot more, doesn't it? Because people have got something to relate to as well.
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, there's... there's a section there that Denise Welsh, who's known for depression, she suffered very badly with depression, and she said that when she was on Waterloo Road, it was particularly bad. Mm. And she thinks that the menopause actually saved her, because she went down to the doctors and spoke to the doctors about it. They'd been giving her tablets for depression. But they realised that when they gave her a test for her oestrogen levels, they found out that she'd actually gone into a menopause, and it was the oestrogens that were causing a lot of the problems that she was getting. So by giving her that little bit of extra oestrogen in her body and taking out a lot of the depression tablets, that it sort of even balanced her. Mm. And she said she felt she'd even got her life back again. She started to feel normal again. And the lovely thing about... the menopause is, it's not something, all these symptoms that we're going to have, they're not there forever. So you are bonkers for a short time, but you're not going to be doing that for the rest of your life. There is life past that. And lots of people, like Julie Walters, said that by the time she'd got through the menopause and out the other side, she actually felt more energised and better and more comfortable in herself. And when we've got another 30 years after that, I mean, menopause comes in around about, as I say, 50. You've got 30 more years to enjoy your life. And for me, it's changed my life completely. I mean, I would never have done all the things that I've done recently if it hadn't have been for my experiences with the menopause. I mean, as we spoke earlier, when I started with my magnets, the magnets made me feel so much better. It gave me confidence. And then after the program last time, I was inundated by ladies coming and saying, I've got the hot flushes, I've got these, you know, my mind's all over the place, I can't concentrate on anything, I'm feeling under the weather, I don't seem to have any energy, I've got achy joints. All of these things are menopausal symptoms. And by wearing a magnet, it helped a lot of those women at all. Too, but it is. I mean, that's not the only one. And as you know, in the book, I've covered all different ways.
Yeah, diet, yoga, for instance,
yoga,
is a big one. Yeah,
exercise, as many HRT, because HRT does suit some people, it doesn't suit everybody. So what I try to do is give a wide variety of different things that women can choose. They have choice to do different things. But for me, it was. Brilliant that so many women came back and said to me, oh wow, it's so nice to hear somebody talk about it. I feel like this too. I'm aching. I feel awful. And that's really what inspired me to write the book, because I thought, God, if I'm feeling like this, now I know all these other women are feeling the same.
It's a great feeling, isn't it, when you know there are other people going through what you're going through. There's nothing like sharing something.
No, absolutely.
Because all of a sudden you just don't feel like you're the only person in the room anymore.
No, and it's something you can laugh about.
Yeah.
You know, you can, because at the time you're thinking, oh, God, I want to kill somebody.
Yeah.
But actually... It's got quite a funny side to it, really.
It does. I mean, you do quite a few instances in the book, you know, things like leaving keys in the fridge, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Which leads me to the next question, which is, you cover this briefly in the book, which is about men.
Yes.
And can men have the menopause? And you go through a few technical bits and bobs on this one, because it is possible that men can suffer from a form of the menopause.
Yes, it's true. Men do suffer, but not all men. As all women will suffer, well, not necessarily suffer, but they will go through their menopause.
Yeah.
Men do suffer with testosterone dips around about the 50s. They change as well. And where the testosterone goes down, their estrogen levels go up. It changes their balance. So they do get depression as well. They do put weight on. And whereas we used to think, oh, God, it's just because he's eaten too many pies or he's drunk too many beers, there is actually a scientific reason for them to feel like that. It doesn't happen to all. It happens to about 20% of men. But with those 20% of men, they do suffer lack of libido, the same as the women. They put the weight on, the same as the women. They will actually suffer with depression, the same as the women. They will become lethargic. They will not have as much energy as they did before. So all of those things happen to men the same as they do as women. But because it's such a taboo subject for men as well.
Yeah,
they would just say, "Oh, no, I'm just feeling a bit under the weather."
Yeah, and I mean, you try getting a bloke to the doctors.
Yeah,
just would not
happen. Especially if his libido has gone down. You go, "Oh, no, there's nothing wrong with me."
Yeah, absolutely no way whatsoever. I remember once asking a GP that question on the radio. I said, "You know, why is it that men will not go to the doctors?" And I put myself in that category. I'm not saying that I do because I don't. I'm exactly the same. And he said he thinks it's down to the mothering thing. Because when a mum has a little boy, she's more likely to mother him and take him to the doctors and all the rest of it. And it takes a lot longer for a boy to come out of that being mothered feeling. So unless somebody's actually going to still take them, even when they're in their 40s, 50s, whatever, unless somebody's actually taking them to the doctors, that they can't get out of that mindset that it's mum should be taking me or somebody should be taking me to go. Mum's fault. I'm just quoting the doctor. But it is funny, isn't it? Blokes won't go to the doctors and they won't talk about things. So, but I really recommend this and congratulations on it as well, because not only is it, as I said before, is it informative, but it's also fun and very honest. And I love reading stuff that's honest because it's obviously truthful and it comes out in the book. And your business going from strength to strength, your magnets, you're sticking with that for a while then?
I'm sticking with the magnets, absolutely.
And if people want to get more details and get a copy of the book, what's the best way of going about it?
Well, it's available now on Amazon and Kindle. And you can also get it through my webpage, which is sheilawenbourne.com. So that's it. And I'm also doing a book signing in Chelmsford on the 29th of March in Buskell's and Finn Tea Rooms, which is Springfield Road, Chelmsford. And I'll be there from 10:30 in the morning for a couple of hours. So if you want to come along and see me and read the book and talk about the magnets and all the different things that go wrong with us, I'll be there to chat to you.
Brilliant. Well, it's lovely seeing you again today, Sheila. Thank you so much for your
time. Thank you very much for having me.
All the very best to Joe as well. He's here as well with us this afternoon. Is Joe keeping busy? I take it
he is.
Always busy. I know that we'll be having Joe back on the show soon as well. But for the time being, so that's why I Am Bonkers, A Girl's Guide to Surviving the Menopause by Sheila Wenbourne, is out now. Good
Thank
to see you.
Very
Thanks
much.
Again. By the way, tomorrow on the show at 3.